Paul. The result was 4-0 loss. There was a lot of shots for by your team. Was it a matter of being outplayed overall, or simply
not?
Just the
I don't know what's the final number, 40-24. We got beat by 4 goals, so we're not gonna brag that we dominated the game. I didn't feel that way. Our guy made a bunch of good saves. We had a bunch of good chances that didn't go for us. Open up probably. I don't know. We weren't even. Not at 2-0, but at 3-0, we made a mistake on a play that maybe we're cheating on a little bit to try to get back into the game.
Prior to that, would you attribute the 3 goals to spectacular plays on their part or breakdowns?
Pretty good one-on-one on the first one. Real good one-on-one right through the center of the ice on the third one. So there's some good play that went on to that. What I'm left with is I didn't think, you know, on the offense that we have, we made the most of. I also felt we had some transition inside their line early that we just didn't connect on in the first period. There was some offense that we just totally left on the table. A little sharper with their hands, and then the last would be getting to a harder net front area. Just more screens on a guy that was seeing an awful lot of pucks. He made saves, but he saw just about every shot that we had on him.
So moving forward, what will it take to turn those into a lot of chances from the home plate sort of area?
Well, that would be an area that we haven't gotten a lot of action from, right? Second chances in that area. Spend a little more time in there. We've got to get some action from the blue line to get pucks into that area, and then we got to start there.
Paul, do you recall a situation similar to this where a raw rookie steps in and beats your team under those circumstances?
Not coming in. I mean, if there's all serious in Chicago, right? Obviously, they bring in the accountant, but we're behind in that game a great deal before. I know he hasn't played a whole lot of hockey, but he's a goalie. We gave him the opportunity to make saves, but he did.
So would you have wanted him to be under more duress?
A little bit more sight line issue, right? Yeah. But it's not like they gave you a whole lot of time with the puck to float around out there to get it to the net. So we need to be a little quicker, a little heavier in that dark area right in front of the goaltender. And they did a good job with their sticks.
Paul, how would you assess the homestand as a whole?
Some good wins. I mean, I like those last two an awful lot. If the shots were 40-24 for them tonight, I've been pretty darn disappointed, so I'm not walking away from this one too dejected. We've had 2 years of being an absolutely dominant home team. And I'm not sure that we can expect that, but that's fine because we've been pretty tight and pretty good on the road. We're gonna have to scratch and claw wherever the pucks drop. We're gonna have to go a little harder than we did tonight, but we've had some good hockey here.
Do you have a theory on why it has been a little bit tougher on home ice this year?
Some of it was the way this. You know, we went out for a long stretch and then came home on jammed up games, and then went out for 10 days and came home. So. Other than that, no theory, Ken. Okay.